off the ball
rugby.
There is no price, there's no World Cup, there's nothing that can replace your health. There's nothing bigger in the game of rugby than keeping your players safe.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Premier League returns this weekend and it all feels fresh and new. So here's something new for you. Off the Ball's Big Match Sunday preview with myself, Stephen Doyle. Every week I'll look ahead to our two live and exclusive Premier League commentary matches on Off the Ball on News Talk. For the opening weekend of the season, I'll be alongside former Ireland boss Brian Kerr for Nottingham Forest versus Brentford. Sorry, Keith Andrews Brentford, as they're now officially known. That's the 2 o'clock kickoff before the big one at 4:30, Manchester United versus Arsenal. Nathan Murphy and former Ireland international Keith Tracy will be on the mic for that one. So, last year's surprise package, Nottingham Forest hosting Brentford at 2 p.m. at the City Ground. Do tune into Off the Ball on News Talk or the Go Loud app from 1 o'clock as I'll be bringing you all of the team news ahead of kickoff. As it is the opening weekend, let me give you a quick reminder of the key transfers in and out. Forest have lost one of their key men from last season, Anthony Elanga. The Swedish midfielder notched 6 goals and 11 assists and was an important outball for Nuno Espirito Santo's counter-attacking team.
Anderson with the early ball forward to Elanga, and Forest are stretching Ipswich again, 3-3. Elanga into the penalty area, shoots!
Yes!
Corner, 2-0! Anthony Elanga scores for Forest!
Elanga's gone to Newcastle United, while Irish international Andrew Omobamadeli made his loan move to Strasbourg a permanent one. Swiss international Dan Ndoye has been signed to replace Elanga. He comes in from Bologna. And while the former Basel and Nice attacker is a notoriously slow starter, he is just 24 and last season scored 8 goals and made 4 assists in Serie A. Coming in from Botafogo is Igor Jesus, who can score goals, but the centre-forward has never played in Europe. Can he do it on a cold, wet night by the Trent? To help him feel at home, Forest also raided the Botafogo squad for 20-year-old 6'6" centre-back Jair Cunha. He's a long-term prospect because, crucially, the two-time European Cup winners have kept the back five that proved so hard to break down last season. Sells in goal behind the back four of Aina, Milenkovic, Murillo and Williams. Did I mention Europe? Yes, because playing Thursday, Sunday will be a headache that Forest will need to show they are capable of dealing with. One that was hampered the progress of many a club before them. Meanwhile, Brentford will be flying the Irish flag big time this season. Dubliner Keith Andrews takes over from Thomas Frank after his departure to Spurs. He's handed club captain duties to Kildare man Nathan Collins. And joining the playing staff is former Liverpool goalkeeper, Ireland number one, and Cork's finest, Caoimhín Kelleher. Kelleher's former Liverpool captain, Jordan Henderson, was brought in on a free after he left Ajax, while there was a substantial amount spent on the signings of Fiorentina right-back Michael Coyote and Anthony Milambo, the now ex-Feyenoord attacking midfielder who played there under Arne Slot. A big hole was left in midfield with influential midfielder Christian Norgaard departing for Arsenal, while the Bees lost Brian Mbeumo, who buzzed off to Old Trafford after his 20-goal Premier League haul last season. More on those two later. Goalkeeper Mark Flecken signed for Bayer Leverkusen. Now, Brentford have had the upper hand over their hosts in their 6 Premier League meetings to date. Brentford have won 3, drawn 2 and lost just the 1. That rare defeat came last season. Ola Aina and Elanga were the scorers back in December when Forest won in London. The tricky trees flew so high for most of the season, it looked like they might even qualify for the Champions League. But that dream hit the skids with a poor finish to the season, including a 2-0 home defeat to Brentford. Kevin Shaddy and Wissa were the scorers on the day, but there won't be any chance of the latter repeating that feat at the weekend. Keith Andrews confirmed on Thursday Wissa won't feature in that opener away to Forest. The Congolese forward, has asked to leave the club after interest from Newcastle United this summer. Andrew says the disruptive speculation means Wiss is not in the right frame of mind to play. The former Irish midfielder revealed that Shadé and goalkeeper Kelleher are back on the grass after recent injury problems. They'll get a chance to prove their fitness ahead of kickoff. Gustavo Nunes injured his hamstring during the Bees' 1-1 draw with Gil Vicente in Portugal. Vitaly Janelt missed the final five games of last season due to a heel injury. Both of those players remain sidelined. Espirito Santo, meanwhile, was delighted to see Aina sign a new 3-year deal in July, but the fullback got injured at the start of August, so he could be a doubt for that game. Here's a couple of stats ahead of kickoff. Forest kept 13 clean sheets in the Premier League last season, with goalkeeper Matt Sells playing every single minute. Brentford conceded fewer away goals than any other Premier League team in 2025, allowing just 6 goals on the road throughout the calendar year. Their compact defensive shape and disciplined midfield made them tough to break down away from home under Frank. Over to you, Keith Andrews.
It'll certainly be evolution. I want a team that the fans feel represents them, what they want to see on a Saturday. We want to play winning football. We want to be competitive. We want to have an edge. We want to play dynamic, relentless football. But we want to be organised. There's lots in terms of what we'll coach, being here obviously in terms of teaching the players, growing the players, big into developing players. I think that's a huge part of the game, individually, collectively, obviously. So we'll continue to strive that and then evolve the team as myself and the coaching staff see right.
Well, it used to be a clash of the titans in the Premier League, and while it's been a few seasons since Manchester United have been classed as such, is this the season they turn it around? And will they start by sticking a pin in the Arsenal balloon before the season's party gets started? There were some interesting clashes between the two last season. Arsenal showing their grit after being held scoreless by half-time on their own patch last December. In the second half, Timber and Saliba struck to take the Premier League points on a chilly North London Wednesday night. It was back to the Emirates for an FA Cup third round tie a few weeks later, and what drama. Fernandes and Gabriel exchanging goals before Diogo Dalot saw red and Martin Odegaard missed a penalty. No goals in extra time, so spot kicks it was, and Kai Havertz missed his to see the Gunners stumble at the first cup hurdle. In the Premier League in March, Fernandes scored at Old Trafford, but Rice bagged an equaliser to earn his side a point. The Arsenal midfielder could have his new partner alongside him at Old Trafford this Sunday. The man Liverpool wanted last season, Martin Zubimendi, was scooped up at the earliest opportunity by Mikel Arteta. Finally, the Gunners got their badly needed marksman, Victor Gyökeres, who will be eager to score against his old Sporting boss in the United dugout on Sunday. Chelsea pair Kepa Arrizabalaga and Noni Madueke have moved to North London to bolster the squad, as well as Christian Norgaard, I mentioned earlier, leaving Brentford to join them. Kieran Tierney, Thomas Partey, Nuno Tavares and Takehiro Tomiyasu all went out the exit door at the Emirates. The playing days of Christian Eriksen, Johnny Evans and Victor Lindelof came to an end at Old Trafford. Evans, though, does remain at the club after being appointed head of loans and pathways. One senior loan exit for this season was confirmed when Marcus Rashford joined Barcelona in July. United, meanwhile, have been busy buying up attacking options. Yes, they did have a lot of problems scoring goals last season, and they've picked up two players who really impressed in the league last term. Brian Mbeumo, who I mentioned earlier, scored 20 top-flight goals for Brentford. Former Wolves man Mateus Cunha scored 15 for a struggling Black Country outfit. Can they do it at a club which has such high expectations? The same could be asked of a young Benjamin Sesko. The full cost of his transfer could surpass €80 million. He never reached 20 goals in a Bundesliga season with RB Leipzig, but the 22-year-old scored 13 and 14 in his last two seasons in the German top flight. Sesko has a lot of international experience for one so young. 41 caps, 16 goals for Slovenia. Not bad. They'll still look a bit short in midfield, though, United. And there's been a lot of paper talk about a move for the hugely talented Brighton midfielder Carlos Baliba. Very impressive he was for the Seagulls last season. This is a huge game for both clubs, a chance to knock a big rival on the first day of the season. Despite their struggles in recent times, United still have the edge in home matches against Arsenal. 4 wins and 4 draws in the last 10 meetings at Old Trafford. That said, Arteta has a brilliant record against the Red Devils, having won 5 of their last 7 league meetings and drawing just 1 of those. It makes for a really exciting Old Trafford curtain raiser for the 2025-26 Premier League season. Join us this Sunday on Off the Ball on News Talk FM or on the Goal Out app for live and exclusive match commentary and analysis this Sunday from 1.